Pnimius in the Daf Yomi Gemara Shabbos Daf Zayin. At the end of Zayin Amud Aleph, the very end, the Gemara is talking about how high, you know, Rishus HaRabim and how high Rishus HaYachid extend, right, and how high a Karmelis will extend. The Gemara quotes a comment from Rav Chisda that he says, "No, it's kind of Rishus HaYachid Bezarek Benachal Gabov, that if you took a if there's a stick that was in the ground of a Rishus HaYachid, and then you threw something on it and it landed on top of it. So even if it was 100 feet high, chayv, we're going to be chayv. Why? Because we hold mipnei Rishus HaYachid over ad l'rekia. The Rishus HaYachid, the private domain, the personal space, extends up until the rekia. And on that comment, there's a few comments in Chassidus. I just want to share one from the Pnei Menachem. The Pnei Menachem was Rav Pinchas Menachem Alter's seventh year, I believe. And he says a beautiful, beautiful comment. He says that sometimes in a Rishus HaYachid, sometimes in your own personal space, the person thinks they could act the way they want. They could act with certain hefkeiros. Right? That a person would say, well, who's watching me? You know, in terms of my own avodah, I could do what I need. But the Gemara is trying to be Marami's test. The Rishus HaYachid, Ola Ad L'Rakia. Rishus HaYachid goes up until the Rakia, keeps extending upwards. And then that's hinting that even the things that you think are in your personal space, that are in your personal Dalet Amos, you know, that you're doing Bitsina, that they're being recorded and being made clear up in Shemayim. And a person has to start to recognize how high his words reach and until where they reach. And he has to understand that, you know, even what someone calls Rishus HaYachid is not his Rishus, rather it's Rishus Yechid HaShalom. It's the Rishus of the Ribbono Shalom ultimately. And, you know, you have to act in a way becoming a befitting. And I think that's very beautiful in terms of Rishus HaYachid being one's personal avoda and one's personal, you know, the divrei Rishus someone does. That someone could say, look, there's mitzvos, I do the mitzvos. The bears, I stay away from the bears. But the divrei Rishus, let me do what I want. And I'm being knowing what I want. Is there any isser involved with me, you know, doing X, Y, Z? No, there's no isser. I'm not being over on any mitzvahs. I'm not violating any avirus. I could do those mitzvahs. The answer is no, that your rishus hayachid, the specifically the divrei rishus that are nogeya to you and that apply to you, those are ola ad l'rakia. They go straight up to Shemayim. And that's what you're defined by. Because we're not made of our mitzvahs and our avirus. We're made by which team we are. Ultimately, you know, there's guys who want to do more mitzvahs and can't, and guys who try to stay away from a virus and can't, and Hashem understands the world that we're in. But where is it? We have this fine line by Rosh Hashanah, which defines us, which says, are we going to be on team Ribbono Shalom, or are we going to be on team, you know, Chas V'Shalom, the other team? And that Rosh Hashanah is Ola Ad L'Rakia.